And now, the Metaphysical Hour with host Dolores Cannon.
Good evening, everyone. This is Dolores Cannon again with the Metaphysical Hour. And this is January the 11th in the year 2013. So we're live tonight. That's what we never, they never know unless we give the date. Okay. So we're going to be live tonight, but the next 2 weeks, then it'll be, we're going to be gone. So they're going to have to take shows out of the archives. Okay, and we're open for any callers out there who want to call in, because we're just going to talk about various subjects again. I don't have any guests tonight, so we're just going to be talking. Anybody that wants to join in is welcome to do so. So the toll-free number to call is 1-888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. And it's good all over the United States. Okay. So, I guess we're about ready to go then. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm always trying to figure out what to talk about. The last 2 weeks, we were answering emails because we had a lot of questions from the emails. Mm-hmm. But we're kind of going over the same thing, rehashing a lot of the same thing. So I was thinking maybe we'd go off on a different subject tonight.
Okay, what did you have in mind?
Well, I haven't talked about UFOs for quite a while.
I'm sure they would love that. And that would be also a good segue into the UFO conferences that are coming up.
Yeah, because, you know, we inherited that one in April. And we've got all our speakers, and we're raring to go with that. I'm just hoping we can get them on the air before the conference, because we're going to be gone the whole month of March.
We're going to have to start in the next shows we have.
Yeah, start getting them on. But we do speak at a lot of UFO conferences everywhere. But I used to talk about them, but I haven't talked about it for a while, so it might be a good subject anyway. But before, let's talk about the next live appearance we're going to have. That's going to be in February.
Right, the 23rd and 24th in Sacramento, California.
And that's me and Dee Wallace, and we're going to be doing a seminar, a two-day seminar on creating your reality. And if you know Dee Wallace, she is a firecracker. She's a real ball of energy, and people have a lot of fun when we do this.
Right.
And we are giving you a lot of very valuable information, too, about how you can create your reality. Because, you know, your life is in your hands. And everything you have in your life, you have created and you have put there. So that means if you're not happy with it, you can change it. We're great and powerful beings. We just haven't realized how powerful we are.
We forgot. We just forgot.
And there's so much we can do. You can have anything you want to have. Nothing is impossible.
That's right.
They've told us many, many times, nothing is impossible. No limitations. So we're going to be doing that weekend. You said the 22nd, 23rd, 24th.
It's a good thing you don't. You just show up. That's all you have to do.
Yeah, you plan all these. We don't have a calendar sitting right in front of me. Mm-hmm. But we'll be in Sacramento, and that's going to be a good weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know I'm coming up March, it's going to be just jam-packed. I'll be out of the country again.
Well, but right after that, you'll be at the UFO Congress. And
well, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to think of the order of these.
The following week is the UFO Congress in
Scottsdale.
Well, it's outside of Scottsdale, Fort something.
Yeah, anyway. It used to be the one that was in Laughlin, and I attended that many, many times when Bob Brown had it. Then he sold it to these people, and I haven't been to theirs.
This will be our first time at this location.
They moved it to Arizona. So it is supposed to be outside of Scottsdale.
Right.
That's a week long.
Right.
But we're just going to go in for our part and then leave because I have to get to Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
So then we start in again, and the whole end of February and all of March is just going to be go, go, go again.
Right.
will be in a two-day seminar where I'm just going to talk for two straight days in Istanbul. That's going to be interesting. They said they want to hear about everything, so I've got plenty I can talk about. And then right after that, we're going to go to Dubai in the Middle East, and I've been there before, and they're wonderful people, and nothing to be afraid of when you go into those areas. Everything is always new and exciting for us, different things all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, if there's anybody out there that wants to call in, just go ahead.
Well, in regards to these events, you can, on your site, DoloresCannon.com, we have all the events on there, and then we're always posting more. We have something. This year is so packed. Just know not everything is on that calendar yet. Just, you know, stay posted to it. We keep posting.
That's why we're going to enjoy this week in the cruise, because we don't have very many time off to where we can just not do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, it is the whole year, and we keep getting more requests to come to more countries.
Right.
So it's getting harder to fill them all in. But this year is going to be jam-packed again.
Well, and I'll go ahead and mention, since we're doing announcements and everything, the online course that we've been talking about it and how we're working on it and getting it closer, and that's the online course to teach the quantum healing hypnosis therapy. That is going through its testing phase right now. We have someone testing it, and then my fingers are crossed. I'm hoping that we'll be able to have a test group go through it next week, and then after that, it'll be ready to go. So we're that close to having it live.
Because there were so many people all over the world that said they can't come to these classes.
Right.
And so the idea of having it online is totally new and different, so it's going to be...
Well, it just took a lot of work. we're very close now.
That's why it took so long to get it all straightened out. So you said this test group are people who want to take the class, and they're going to be doing it to see if there's any bugs in it.
They'll be, well, we have someone of our staff going through it right now to work out any major bugs, and then this test group will be looking for any other things, you know, that, and it'll also be good to have a group go through there. So we'll know.
Because, you know, you start something new, you just never know what's going to happen. Let's hope it runs smoothly.
Uh-huh. Right.
But that's going to be very soon, before January's out anyway.
Yeah, that way it'll be live.
Uh-huh. It'll be just like a live class, because it was a film.
It was an actual live class, yes. And it was just the filming of one, so it's like as if you're sitting in that audience at the class.
Mm-hmm.
But you're able to do it at your own pace. This way you're able to, you can... stop that video if you need to go run and do something, or if you have, you know, it works with your schedule. You have up to 2 weeks to do everything.
If you can't do it, but it usually would be 3 days.
3 days. Mm-hmm.
But if you can't sit there for a whole day, then you can break it up.
Right.
And come back to it.
Yeah, do it at your pace. So you need, the only thing you have to do is know when you would have 2 weeks. I mean, if you want to take the 2 weeks, so know when you have some time that you can actually work with it. You have up to 2 weeks to take it.
Mm. Okay, so this is going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. This is something new, and we'll see what happens.
Right. Fun. We'll,
and if anybody wants any more information about this, they can check our website, DoloresCannon.com.
Right. And email us, call us. Yeah, just email us if you want to be on the list, and we'll, or if people are asking about it, we're putting them on the list to be notified.
You said the list is getting big, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just like our classes are getting bigger.
Right.
But this saves people from having to fly and get a room and all of that. So it
if a live class just doesn't work with your finances and your budget and your schedule, this is perfect.
Mm-hmm. So we've tried to find a way we could work it in, so let's see if this is going to be it then.
Right.
Okay, and if you want to call in and check on these things, the toll-free number for us, not the toll-free number for BBS Radio here, but the toll-free number for us is 1-800-935-0045. And all the information is on the website, and also all the information about these talks and conferences. that I'm going to be at. They have all of the venue information, where they're going to be and who to get a hold of.
Right.
So people are always emailing and wanting to know these things.
Mm-hmm.
And we do send out email blasts and postcards, but this is one of the ways to get up to do it.
Right. That's right.
And Dee has her own radio show, and she's been promoting. That's the next one we're going to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I guess we can just go into the UFO things. I'll try to think where to start, because that is a big subject. And I know I always want to say Laughlin, but in the UFO Congress in Scottsdale, they're only giving me an hour and 15 minutes, and I'm thinking, I don't know how you can possibly cover a subject this big in that short of time. So I said, I'm just going to have to really condense it down to the main point.
Well, maybe they figure everybody's already heard your talks, and you're just going to give the latest thing.
I don't know. But everybody in that that conference has only got about an hour and 15 minutes. They got a lot of speakers. But anyway, I'm going to have to really condense. But I've spoken at just about every UFO conference in the world, and I've got 4 books out there about UFOs. And then the latest one, The 3 Waves, has a lot about the new way it's going.
Right.
But I've spent almost 25 years investigating UFOs and ETs and abductions, although they don't like the word abductions.
Well, they're not. It's not a good word.
Because it takes that visitation to be more likely.
Yeah, absolutely. And, yeah, because there's just, like you said in your lectures, maybe that's what you want to get to.
Yeah.
So I won't jump.
But, yeah, but that is a better word, because mm-hmm. that gives them a negative connotation. In all these years that I've been working on this subject, and I've found the answer to just about anything anybody would want to ask if you want to jump in. And we get tons of emails, too. But most of the people, I wouldn't say most, a lot of the people are still thinking that they're negative.
Well, and like you said, see, like that word right there, that has a negative, it's like, yes, you're being taken against your will. Something's happening to you that's against your will.
And that's not true.
Exactly. You call it a visitation, they're just coming to see you, which is what's happening. And if they do take you somewhere, it's because you agreed to it before you ever came in. I mean,
yeah, that's what I would.
Right then as well. But.
Yeah, but people, the TV and the news and all of that, they always think of it as being negative. And I have not found any negativity in all of my investigations. Because, as you know, I work in the deepest possible level of trance. And when I work in that level, we get the conscious mind out of the way. The conscious mind is where all the fear is and the emotions. And that's the, I always say, the stupidest part of the human being anyway. It doesn't know anything, but it thinks it does.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so prone to fear. And fear is it's the strongest emotion that a human has.
Well, anything it doesn't know.
If you don't know,
you fear.
Anything you don't understand, you fear. And so that's why they have, the conscious mind is that way. But most of the other investigators work with that area, the conscious mind and the emotions. I don't. I push that out of the way, and we get to the part that really has all the answers. And you've got a totally different story.
Well, it's like any situation. I mean, you take any situation, leave it, let alone, I mean, don't let's take that out of the equation, but anything that you do here, and you have, you know, it's an emotional situation or something, it's going to be different when you have all the emotions, all the drama, everybody's all upset and everything. Pull all that out and look at something objectively, it's completely different than when you're in there with all the emotions going on.
Mm-hmm. Because in my books, you know, I've talked to the ETs directly when I've been doing these sessions. They come through, the people,
mm-hmm.
and we have a nice conversation, and they explain anything you want to know. But they said, you're really not supposed to remember anything from these visitations, because they don't want to disrupt your life. They don't want to have negative things happen, what you perceive is happening. That's not what it's supposed to be.
Right.
But they said the problem is they're working with the chemistry of the brain, and they don't have any control over the additives in the foods, the things that are in the air, the pollution in the environment. If the person is on any kind of drugs, either recreational or prescribed drugs, or alcohol, this colors the person's perception of what has happened. And when they do that, see, that affects, it's the chemistry of the brain is what's causing that, and it gives a totally different story than what's really happening.
Well, that makes sense.
Because it goes through that filter.
Right.
That's why I found a way to get through that and not deal with that filter and get to what's really happening. And people come to me who are so frightened and everything, and once they find out what really happened, they said, if that's what it was, I can deal with that. It's not anything like what they imagine it was. So it's the emotions, the human being part of the person that perceives it as being negative. But before you come into a life, you make your plans on the spirit side. You make your plans of what you hope to accomplish while you're in this life. And you go over that with a whole board of a council, elders who advise you and tell you, help you to work out your plan. And you make contracts with all the other people that you're going to be working with in whatever capacity, husbands, wives, children. You make contracts with all of these people before you ever come into the world. And the ETs have told me that when you're making these plans and these contracts, they come to you and talk to you and say, this is what we're going to be doing while you're on Earth. You want to be involved in it. And you agree to do it. Nothing is ever against your will. So if you agree, you essentially sign a contract. I'm going to be there to help you with your experiments, with whatever's going on. But they said the problem is that human beings don't remember their contracts.
Game borders.
Yeah. When we come
in.
They
know that, too. They know the conditions of the game.
Because when they come in, you come into Earth, the veil comes down, and you forget everything. You forget everything that you planned on the other side. You come in, everything is a total blank. Then these things happen, and you think they are out of control, that they're not happening against your will. But they said, that's the problem. You humans forget things when you come in. You forget your contracts. They said, the ETs don't. All the other people in the universe. Earth is unique in a lot of ways. And this is one of the ways we're unique, is that we forget everything when we come in.
Yeah, but when you know why, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. But, because it is it's a school, it's a class, and it's a test.
Yeah, but it's only for great and powerful manifestors. So.
You've got to be pretty powerful to come to Earth. They said they always respect you. They think you're very brave to take on the Earth School. Mm-hmm. You come in and you forget. And they said the rest of the other beings and all the other planets out there, the dimensions, they don't. They remember their contracts. They remember what they came in to do. Only the humans forget. So it's pretty frustrating to them. They're going along. They take the people, if you want to say it that way, when they're working on them, and the person gets angry, and it's like, what are you angry about? You agreed to this. We're not doing anything to you that you didn't agree to. And it's all part of the grand experiment. And it has so many reasons for the whole thing, and this is in my books, too. And what they're really doing is keeping you healthy. They're checking up on you. And many times what I've found that's in the new book is that a lot of times if you're having ET experiences, it's because you were one in another lifetime.
Well, I heard a big you. If not were, it's are.
Are. Well, because everything happens at the same time anyway.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But you have probably had more lives on other planets and other dimensions than you've had on Earth. So you come in, you volunteer to come in and do this. And so all they are doing is keeping track of their own people and taking care of their own people, which means you are one of them. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. But because the energy of an ET, an alien being, is so different than a human, it has great difficulty here, especially living in a human body. So the person has to be taken on a regular basis and checked out. They're really checking the energy to see how is it adapting to the human body and making adjustments. Some can be done at home in the bed. Other times they have to be taken on board a craft where they have a more machinery. And I have so many people who have written me, they've seen marks on their body. They've seen ones like triangles, shapes, and dots and things that form designs. Mm-hmm. And they said all that is the machinery that they're using to check your body, make sure you're healthy, and make adjustments in the energy. And sometimes they will leave marks on the body, but it fades. It's nothing to worry about. But, of course, it scares people. Then you have the other investigators out there that are keep saying it's something negative that they're doing to you. Mm-hmm. But if you'll notice, a lot of times the ones who are having these experiences are really healthier than the average person. So this is really what's going on, and it is with your permission. We just don't remember. And they said if the person is angry, if they don't want it, if they're real upset about having these visitations, he said, all you have to do is tell us, because they don't want that kind of a person in the program. Right. If it's bothering you, if it's upsetting you, and you don't want to do it anymore, just tell them, and they'll tear up the contract, and you're out of it. But you're going to miss out on a whole lot.
It's very easy to do that. You don't have to wait till one comes and sees you and tell them. Just do it on a mental level.
Say, this frightens me, I don't understand it. I want out, and they'll say, okay, because we don't want that kind of a person in this.
Not that kind of a person. They just don't. They have plenty of people, and they don't need it. Somebody that's afraid, you don't need that kind of energy. It's not that the person
that's what
the
I mean.
Energy.
It's the energy, And they really don't want to interfere with a person's life.
Right. It's counterproductive.
Person is remembering, I said earlier, they're not supposed to remember, but sometimes they do. So if they remember, they're remembering the wrong story.
Like you said, it's distorted.
Yeah, it comes through the brain in a distorted fashion. It makes it appear as though it's negative when it's really not. So they just as soon not have that happen. And also, they are not allowed to harm any human being. They have very strong, strict rules and regulations that the whole thing is run by. And this goes much bigger than anything you could possibly imagine. But they are, one of the main directives is they are forbidden to harm any human being. So when people think something is being done to them, we have found it's just their misperception of what is happening. And we can have the session and find out the truth. Okay, I think we've got a caller there.
No.
I mean, we lit a button here for somebody. Okay, is somebody there?
Hi, Dolores.
Hello.
Yes, this is Tess. Hi. I had a question about the practitioners that you have on the website when one is trying to go to somebody when you're, I know you're very busy, love to go with see you, but I was looking at the different types, and I had a question. I know there's like level 2, and then there's the ones that I'm trying to get to it.
Dedicated.
Let me see.
The dedicated practitioner?
Yes, exactly, the dedicated ones. And I know that sometimes they don't want to go. They're a little bit afraid of going into the very deep somnambulistic level. So I wanted to find out which one is the one that will do that type of, like your type of therapy?
You just have to ask them. Because if they're afraid of it, well, I mean, because we teach, that's what she teaches. Her method is to go all the way, not to go, pick and choose and things like that. So it's that particular practitioner. So you need to call or email different practitioners and just talk to them and see who resonates with you and what they do. Because they're taught, because that's what Dolores' method is go all the way. So
we don't keep them in the light level. No.
And exactly, and you're not supposed to remember anything, correct?
No.
Don't
go there.
That is changing.
Are you not aware, or you're aware when you're in that state?
But you're not
as aware.
You're not as aware as you think you are. There are many people that used to be, most of them would just go totally out and not remember anything. But now that the vibrations and frequencies are changing and being raised, the veil is thinning. They're remembering more than they used to. But
they're remembering.
But they still don't remember as much as they think they do.
No, I beg to differ, but it's okay. It doesn't matter, though, if you're aware or if you remember. That has nothing to do with how deep you are. What has to do, what you're looking for is if you're getting your information. Are you getting your answers? Are you getting what you came for? That's what you're looking for. It doesn't matter if you're in an aware state or a remembering state. Mm-hmm. That has nothing to do with it.
As long as the conscious mind isn't interfering.
Exactly. I forgot that. Yeah, because see, otherwise, sometimes if you're aware, the conscious mind wants to sit in there and wants to interfere with the whole thing.
And saying, sitting there, you're making this up, you read it in a book, you saw it in a movie, and that stops the process.
Right. So as long as you are able to be aware but not have the conscious part interfere and stop the session, then it's fine. You're still there. Because I'm one of those people that I kept thinking, I'm not very deep because I'm aware of what's going on. And I remembered a good majority of the session. So I thought, I'm not very deep. But then as I kept going through classes, and I've been through a lot of them now, I started realizing the parts that did define the deep level, I was having those, but I was still aware at the same time. So that's when I started realizing, plus I've had other verification since then, that you can be that deep and be aware at the same time. To say not remember is not a definition at all.
Mm-hmm. I still have ones that go completely out.
Absolutely, but it doesn't mean that you have to go completely out in order to be in that state.
Yeah.
That's not the definition.
That's what we mean about things changing.
Right.
The main thing is if the person is not interfering, if they just relax and allow it to happen and allow all of the experiences, all the things to happen, the subconscious to come through and talk to them and do the healing, that's all it matters.
Yeah, just allow. Allow and trust.
But some of the practitioners are using their own methods and combining mine with them. So we tell people when you call them, make sure they're using my method.
Yes.
Yeah. I did actually go to somebody who
said they had a class long time ago, and it wasn't called that, like probably when you started teaching it, just recently.
Right.
And then the person said, I mean, it was lovely, it was beautiful, but it felt more like a Reiki type of healing with affirmations, and I just said a few things. She did say that she was following your script, but she was combining a lot of things, and I was like, is that the way it was supposed to be? Or maybe I should go to a dedicated practitioner that they will really, and that's why I'm asking. I mean, I love what you're doing, and I'm really grateful that you're bringing this forward, but I was a little confused. And I have a friend who actually wants to learn it, and so I was going to go and try it out, and then she was going to try it out, and I thought, well, maybe she needs to go also to see a dedicated one so she knows exactly what it's like. And that's why I'm asking.
Well, if it's somebody that did a long time ago, I mean, it's hard to say, but that's where we're putting some things into place where we're going to be able to start screening the practitioners. I mean, because they go through the class, and like Dolores said, they may be mixing it with some of their own things. we aren't able to supervise them. So that's where we're going to start putting some supervisory practices in place. So then that will be the other, so you'll have the dedicated practitioners, which is helping us to know what's going on out there. Then also the next level that we're going to start doing is a recommended list, and those are going to be the ones that are supervised. So we will know exactly what they're doing and that's doing it correctly. So anybody on that list, you will know they have the stamp of approval of Dolores.
And we're finding many who are having wonderful results.
Right.
They're having the same miracles that I have.
Right.
And those are the ones
that's
we're
awesome.
Recommending in different areas.
Yeah, you will find some people that'll mix it and do things and think, okay, well, I can make it better, and not realizing that, you know, you don't have to improve on perfection. And that's not ego. That's just, this is, the universe is simple, and they said, do it like this, and it works. So why mess with it? You know, it's.
I spent 45 years perfecting it and working the bugs out.
Right. So that's where it's just, you know, you just go through it and just see how, like I said, who resonates with you and see how you feel. I don't know. I couldn't tell you, you know, what you're saying. It's hard to say. I just know we're working on things so that we can get to a list of people that we are supervising, and we know exactly what they're doing.
But we don't include breaking.
So in order to teach it, let's say that my friend wants to do it, and even me, I would probably like to do it because I really love what you're doing, and it sounds incredible, and I love the fact that it's only one time, and yourself is the one, you know, your higher self is the one that heals you. You heal yourself. So it's only one time is necessary, or it's more than one time?
One session
like
is all.
One class or one, you know, one set of. Can you explain me that very briefly?
You mean the class?
Several times that you have to.
Okay, no, you. Well, there's the level one class, and that's where you learn everything that you need to do the technique. But you've got to go practice, you know, and so that's where.
Right.
You just got to go practice. Now, then the level two class is just where, you know, if you have resistance, there's one group of people that are highly, that are resistant. They're the ones that interfere. Like we were saying, as long as your conscious mind doesn't come in and interfere. Well, you have a small percentage of people that they like, you know, they like to come in and interfere.
You know, well, I call them the left-brain people, the control freaks.
Right.
They're harder to work with.
Right.
But,
there's some other alternative techniques to deal with those people. But you really get everything you need in that first level one class. And then, now based on that, so that's all your foundation that you need, and you just keep practicing, because the more you practice, it's just a matter of getting comfortable with it. The more you do it, the better you get. So
the other
is just where we're implementing things so that we can supervise out there, so we feel good about who we have on the list that we're recommending to people. That's what we're doing.
Well, you know, any class you take in anything, you're not going to know it immediately. Mm-hmm. You have to go and practice. Mm-hmm. That's the most important thing. So that's what we tell them at the end of the class, go and practice.
Right. And then now the class, the live class we're having now, it's 5 days long. We have it where everybody we'll do one practice session in the class now. So at least you get the first one out of the way, you know, during the class. So that's, because a lot of times that's the hardest one for everybody. We say, go practice, and then they're afraid to go practice. So we have one practice day where everybody practices on each other.
They have to.
Well, we just say, go do it, and it's wonderful. It's so much fun to see what happens.
Oh, and they're having fantastic results even the first time they do it. So that's at least gets their self-confidence up there.
Right.
But, you know, I can't see everyone. My waiting list is 4 years long.
Oh, it's longer than that.
So that's why they told me, it was 10 years ago in 2002 to start teaching, and I began the classes then. And, of course, they were just a few a year, and now they've grown and grown, where we're doing them all over the world.
Right.
But I had to start duplicating myself because I can't possibly see everybody anymore.
Right.
So that's why we've got some now who are really doing fantastic results if they do what I teach them and don't try to improve it or change it.
Yeah, don't mess with it. It works.
Right.
Yes, no, you've got it. Yeah, what you're doing is fantastic. Well, thank you so much for clarifying that, and I will keep my search, and hopefully we'll take a class soon.
That'll be wonderful. And what did you say your name was? Or did you?
Tess.
Tess? Okay. Well, just remind us, if you do show up in a class, remind us of who you are, okay?
I think we'll
I will do that.
That'll be wonderful.
The next live class is in April.
Yes, here in Arkansas.
Here in Arkansas. Well, then we're doing them all over the world, but the last one in the United States will be in April.
Yes. Great. Thank you.
I look forward to seeing you. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, there. You know, we are hearing from a lot of our practitioners and people going to them, and they are having very good results.
Absolutely.
And that's what
the ones that get it. If they'll just, they don't, like it's like she was saying, you don't mess with it. You just do it. You get it. They get it. They don't have to mess with it. They don't have to perfect it. You just do it and it works. You appreciate it for the beautiful technique that it is.
It's so simple.
Very simple. I think that's what some people have an issue with. It's so simple. And they think, oh, well, I need to do something more to it here. Well,
add something to it.
Right. And it's like, you've got to remember the universe is simple. If it's complicated, that's ego. That's man doing that. Universe is simple. So why would a technique given to you by the universe be anything but simple?
Yeah, when I've spent so many years doing this, making it easier and easier and cutting out all the things that you don't need.
Well, you think you did it. They did it.
Well, yeah. They
gave it to you.
They gave me the information. But I took out all of the unnecessary things that are used in the other hypnosis techniques.
Right.
And that's why it's very easy and very quick, and it just takes one session.
Right.
And, oh, the people that come to see me, it's remarkable what happens.
Right.
Okay, but if you want any more information, just check our website.
And I think like that, some people feel like, oh, maybe that's you just take one class and I can go do it. But you have to understand, you have to practice. And you have to come from the heart with this technique. It does not work if you're sitting there being a, you know, coming from the brain and thinking it out. And
trying to analyze.
This is a people helping people process. And this is a people caring about people. And it works. That's why it works, is because it comes from the heart. And you're really trying, you're helping another person. And you're helping them help themselves. So, that's why it works.
That's what they have said. You can't do it from the brain.
Oh. Mm-mm.
You have to come from the heart.
You have
to really care.
Right.
And really want to help the people.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, some of those things can't be taught.
Exactly. So that's why we have some people out there that maybe they aren't getting the results. It's because they haven't gotten that part yet. They just haven't gotten it. That's what I'm saying. If you get it, it works. And that's what we mean. That's what I mean by you get it. So
trying to be too clinical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how the normal hypnosis works. This isn't normal hypnosis.
No.
Like I like to say, this isn't your mother's hypnosis. It's my mother's hypnosis, but not your mother's hypnosis.
Yeah, because we have cut that down to where it's just you really want to help the person, and they know it, they feel it. And then the ones we work with, come in. They're more than happy to contribute.
It's just a tool to facilitate them coming in and doing the work.
That's what I tell my students. The minute you start thinking you are doing it, you're doing the healing, that's ego.
Absolutely.
I said, I don't heal anyone. I'm just the facilitator to let them come in and take over. And it's a beautiful thing to watch. The whole process is so beautiful when they come in and send the energy through the body. And I see miracles every day. And that's the part I'm trying to teach. And some people may not have the mindset to be able to grasp that.
Yeah, but that's okay, because you drop some seeds, planted some seeds, drop some breadcrumbs, so you've done some things, and then down the road, maybe they'll get it. That's why we don't expect to have, you know, every single person to understand how it works. So
that's what I say in the class on the first day, that I know a lot of them they aren't even going to want to do it. Some of them just like to take classes.
Well, some just want to know what it is you're doing. They're curious.
Yeah. So. And some of them are just, like, called class junkies. They mm-hmm. just want to take classes, and they never intend to use any of it.
Right.
And the other ones are just curious. But once they see what it really does and how powerful it is, it's a big difference.
Right.
Okay, well, this is anybody else calling in, but let's go back to the UFOs mm-hmm. for a minute, though. Because I am trying to get away from that fear that everybody has about them. But one thing I found fascinating is the way that they travel. Now, they do use their minds, and they said a lot of times it is the group mind of the people on the craft that control everything, because their minds are extremely powerful. There are crystals on board the craft that store the energy. A lot of it is done by the beings themselves generating the energy to make it go. And they do travel with vibrations and frequencies. We're learning more and more about that. And they travel through dimensions. I know when I'm doing some lectures and we have the nuts and bolts people out there, the scientific ones want to know, what kind of fuel do they use to power their engines to get from here to that star so many light years away?
Right.
And that's not the way it's done. And they can't understand that it's a totally different thing. And most of it is done by changing the vibration and frequency of the craft. I always think of Star Trek when I think about that. When they're sitting there, and all of a sudden he says, engage, and all of a sudden they're invisible. They just shoot off into another dimension.
You would not believe what I'm being told right now.
What?
Okay, finish your story, and I will. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Well, don't lose it. Don't lose the thought, anyway.
I won't.
Because you know Julia gets visuals and gets information through her mind.
I know of at least two other people out there that have gotten the same information, same time I did. I mean, there's two. That's something else. They say, oh, there's two others out there, too.
Okay. But that's what I found out and I've written about, that all they do is change the vibration and frequency of the craft to make it vibrate faster. And when it does that, they become invisible.
Mm-hmm.
And they go into another dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And the same way, when they're coming into our space, they slow down the vibrations and frequencies to make themselves visible. And I know a lot of you have probably seen UFOs and lights in the sky that all of a sudden they're there, and then they just blink out, and then other ones just blink in. Where did they come from? They're changing their vibrations and frequencies, and that's all it is. It's really very simple. And these bigger ones can't come into our atmosphere or land because they're too big. So they send the smaller craft down. And the ones who are on the smaller craft are usually the little grays. And they're not really people, well, people, beings, whatever you want to call them. They're a biological robot who has been created to withstand the frequency changes and the pressure. Because the other ones on board the larger craft, they can't handle that. They can't. Their bodies aren't made to handle the changing in the vibration. So they have the little ones come down and do the work. So they're more or less like, I call them the gophers. They're the, the ones in the hospital, interns. The laboratory work, and they just do stuff like that. And they're not supposed to be doing anything else. That's their job. The ones on the large craft are the smart ones. They're the ones that work in the laboratories.
Well, that's not to say the little grays are not smart.
Well, they're not human anyway.
Maybe they're the other ones.
No.
None of them are human.
That's a saying we have. I mean, they, what's the word I mean? They don't understand humans. They don't understand emotions.
None of them do.
But anyway, Some people have told me they have seen beings in their room that they think are ETs that look like tall blonde ones. All those are holograms that the ones on the larger craft project into the room to have interaction with them, because they can't take, their bodies can't take the changes in the vibration and frequency. Tell me what you got.
I think it's the answer to everything. I mean, you know, when they show you that and you're like, oh my gosh, I just got the whole thing. That's why I'm sitting there going.
Well, they told me this years ago about how they traveled like that.
It's bigger than that.
I know.
They just told me, it's like I know the whole thing.
Well, I know they've said in my first...
Not them. Not UFOs. Okay, you said their craft. As I break this down, you're going to go, oh my goodness, because that's exactly what I did. You were just saying it piece by piece, and
I've been putting it together for 25 years.
They were showing me, they were going up, yes, this, yep. Okay, their craft is controlled by crystals. It has crystals in it, right?
Yeah.
And then they communicate with those crystals. A group mind
stores the energy that powers the craft.
Right, and then they change their frequencies and vibrations. That's how they move from one dimension to another.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like Star Trek.
No.
Well, how they say, they go warp speed. Okay. You know?
Okay. Stop thinking UFOs. Think outside the box here. Broaden your mind.
Okay.
What's beneath us here in this land?
Oh, where we live?
Yes.
Crystals.
Now.
Well, they knew that out there, but we're sitting in Arkansas on crystals.
Yes. Okay. This is huge. I don't know. Anyway, okay, yes. And they're not just here. But anyway, okay, we have huge crystals underground. So there are huge crystals in this craft.
Yeah.
Okay, our home. We have group mind here. If we will join our group mind, store energy, we can raise our vibrations. What is it we are doing? We are changing our vibrations to what? Shift into another dimension.
Yes. That's what they're saying.
So we're just doing what they are doing. See, they were saying, okay, as you were showing, that's exactly what we're doing. And it has to do with those crystals. See, the crystals are what's helping us do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then when they move, see, it disappears from the other's view.
Yeah, and that's what we've been lecturing on for the last 2 years about the changing the vibration frequency and moving into the...
Now you got the how. That's what I'm saying. Oh my gosh, they just showed me the whole... That's the how. People are like, how? That's it. It's...
Okay.
I wish you guys could see us here because I'm doing all this stuff with my hands. Because this energy is coming through and it's really heart-centered. This is coming through so strong. And when it does that, it's like,
But, you know, most of the crystals in the world come from Arkansas and Brazil. So there is a huge...
Brazil is in South America.
Yeah.
And then they also said India has crystals.
Well, they said mostly it's Brazil and Arkansas.
I'm just trying to see if there's some kind of a triangulation. I'm being shown triangles, so there's got to be another point somewhere on the other part of the earth. So I'm wondering, that would be... Because if we're here in South America, then that means on the other side of the world...
Has to be something.
There has to be a something.
But they say the purest and the best come from Arkansas and Brazil. That's mostly where everybody gets them from. And just south of us is huge crystal mines. Mm-hmm. But then we found out there's right under where we live, there is also crystals.
Yeah.
In the mountains here.
And you wonder why we're here.
Well, we didn't know it when we came here.
No, we didn't. And that was what's so funny. When we were reading about the crystals, they were telling me, and you just thought you were going to a place that you could live on little money. It was like you were divinely guided right to that spot.
But that does make sense that we're just like one giant craft.
Exactly. That's why I started going, oh, my gosh. And then you kept breaking it down piece by piece. It's like, check, Check, check. Yes, all of these pieces are here.
Uh-huh.
This is, they say they have crafts the size of a planet.
I was just going to say
that.
This is
just one huge craft.
As they say, some of the ones that are, they're not where we can see them. They're in our atmosphere, but they're as big as cities. Huge. Those are the mother craft. And they're the ones that could never come down and land. But they may be cloaked, too, with invisibility. They have abilities to do that. But that's where the little ones are sent down, and that's the ones we see. All the ones that are ever reported are the small ones.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But they did say, yeah, there's some as big as a planet, so that would be the same thing as our, well, our planet is mothership Earth.
And we send craft out to go explore.
Yeah,
other places.
We're doing that now.
And we
yeah.
will do it more. Probably yeah. do it more than we realize, but anyway.
Yeah. Well, it is like all
you are us and we are you. You are us and we are you. You are us and we are you. How many times have they said that? This is what they mean. And now we have the how. That is so exciting. We have the how.
That's what I keep telling everybody. They don't have to be afraid of ETs. They are us.
Right.
Because we are your main thing. You are a soul, a spirit. This is just a suit of clothes you're wearing right now, this human body. A suit of clothes, a costume. But you've also been ETs, and you've worn other costumes to live in other environments, other dimensions. And we've been everything.
Absolutely.
So they're not over here terrible and bad aliens. They're just beings.
Well, can we step it another step? Okay. They're telling me yes. Go for it.
Okay,
you
go
say
ahead.
Or not.
You pulled our time runs out. Go ahead.
I want to take it one step further.
Okay.
Because like you're saying, okay, these are probably we were them, or we, you know, and it's that they are coming to check on us. You checking on yourself.
Yeah, when you want to get, but some people can't handle that.
That's why
that
I
yet.
Said that's that. Let's just well, but somebody out there wants that kind of a mind bending concept, so that's why they're like, give it to them.
Yeah, because that's what we keep talking about. It's in my books, The Convoluted Universe, the 4 volumes. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of this in there, and I usually don't bring it up at lectures and things because mm-hmm. I don't know where the audience is, and some of them it's not quite ready for these mind-bending
well,
things.
Well, when they do this, though, that means at least one person needs to hear it. It means somebody, they're ready. So.
Because you are not just one yeah. thing, you are many.
Right.
And it's been compared to like a diamond with facets. And all of these facets are living everywhere at the same time. And they're not, that's where your past lives come from. And all of that, too, is just different parts living at the same time.
Yeah, I like, Guy Needler has a term for it called space-time events. And that's a really good description. Rather than saying past, present, future, or these different times, it's a space-time event. So it's just like a pocket here, and you have all these pockets of experiences, and they happen at all different kinds of time frames, but they're all accessible to you as from this point. So any one of them you can drop into, you're doing them all mm-hmm. at these different space-time
yeah, and
points.
That's one of the
event
hardest
points, okay?
Where it's hardest thing for people to understand. Mm-hmm. But that's why I say in the books, treat this stuff as mind candy. Just something to read and wonder about, but then you do have to put the book down and get up and go and do your everyday life. So I don't want people to get. I said the books are for those who want their minds bent like
right.
pretzels.
Right.
But
it
you
makes,
know,
make you think. I mean, that's fine. It's okay to think and wonder, ask questions. You know, but that's where we are. Our minds are developing. They're evolving
at an enormous
able,
rate. Enormous
to be able
speed.
To handle these concepts. 10 years ago, 20 years ago. We couldn't have handled anything, any of these concepts. But
no.
Now we can. But just know that that's how we're progressing all the time. So imagine next 5, 10 years, what we're going to be able to handle. That's That's mind-blowing.
That, yeah, that is enormous.
Yeah.
Because I know where I was even 10, 20 years ago, and I have changed and learned a lot.
Absolutely.
So we're all growing out there.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, we're coming down to the wire now. We're going to have to sign off. We never know where these talks are going to take us. We go off in so many different directions. But the main thing is to get the information out and get people to thinking.
Right. Think with your own brain.
That's the important thing. I don't know how much of this I'll be able to bring out at the UFO conference, but I'm going to try.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, so we're going to have to sign off then. And the next 2 weeks will be from the archives. And on the 1st of February, I'll be live again. All right. Well, good night, everyone, and thanks for listening.
Make it great. You're a manifester.